The man he replaced, E.J. Manuel, was fast-tracked to the job. A first-round draft pick, an opening day starter. Thad Lewis has taken the long way, the roundabout way, to start a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. A journey that started in a tough neighborhood near Miami with a mother who demanded he excel in the classroom.
You know, my mom, it was unacceptable to bring home C's. So she set the bar, set the expectations high, you know, with education. And, you know, I had to continue through elementary, middle school, high school. And obviously I chose education when I chose to go to Duke University.
After two losing football seasons at Duke, the Blue Devils got a new coach, quarterback guru David Cutcliffe, who mentored Peyton and Eli Manning when they were in college. Cutcliffe's arrival was critical to Thad Lewis' career.
His arrival changed everything. It changed the culture around campus. It changed the mentality of the football players about football as well as life. You know, he always said faith, family, future, then football.
He has a great ability to keep his eyes downfield and stay in the pocket. He is very, very tough mentally and physically, and he's courageous. And I was blown away by that. He learned quickly, and he's just functional. He absolutely gets on the field and he makes quick decisions. You're going to see the Bills fans, you're going to see him get rid of the ball on time. He doesn't hold the ball. You know, he's just a really efficient quarterback.
After spending his first year with the Rams as an undrafted free agent rookie, Thad Lewis moved on to Cleveland for the last 2 years and wound up as a Week 17 starter for the Browns against the Steelers. He did not look out of place thanks to the work he put in the week before the game.
A similar situation here this week.
Yes, it obviously helped being here for 6 weeks and learning, being able to learn the system for 6 weeks. Now, getting a chance and getting a nod to be the starter, you know, basically you just continue to prepare, you know, because now you know the system, you know, so it's a little easier.
Thad Lewis' preparation did not start this week. Since he came to the Bills 6 weeks ago, he's been a regular in the quarterback meeting room. And on game days, he's been in the coaching booth upstairs looking over the shoulder of offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
You get a whole different perspective. You really do. And I think that, you know, any one of us that have been around, when you're in meetings and you're preparing and you go out there and play, you know, it's a whole lot different.
Just knowing that, seeing the coverages and knowing what he's seeing, trying to get on the same page. And, you know, maybe I know what he's going to call on 3rd-and-1. You know, I can get a heads up and, you know, have an idea. You know, being on the same page and thinking like him, you know, helps out the offense a lot.
Thad Lewis knows this is a big break for him. He knows chances like this don't come around too often. And he knows what he wants to accomplish Sunday against the Bengals.
I just want to go out there and be prepared and, you know, just play to the best of my ability, you know, play mistake-free football and help my team go out there and get a win. That'd be my ultimate goal, just get a win. You know, do everything you need to do. You know, don't try to do too much and let the playmakers run and make plays.
At One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.